Mayo. Yeah, I was just picking up K4EMD on the South Carolina Heart System on 145.370 if anybody's monitoring that repeater.
And what was that again?
5.370 is the, the state station K4EMD is broadcasting on the SC Heart System of 145.370.
And hopefully there's some people listening. I've been trying to get into the one up here on Caesar's Head this morning. I can vaguely get it now.
I think they're wanting folks to just stay off the frequency as best, unless you really have something important. But otherwise, I'll be bouncing back and forth between this repeater and that one.
Just been listening to the AM station up here in Transylvania County, and they're just declared a state of emergency and telling everybody do not travel. They got several mandatory evacuation orders for areas because of flooding. They just can't handle all the calls that are coming in right now.
Have you heard anything on the status of Greenville County?
I know you said, somebody said Spartanburg. TXJ Jim come back and said Spartanburg County is in a state of emergency. Maybe Sean W4SOE is still out there. He can come back. He's an area, local areas guy.
We stand by.
Bye for you.
Stay on standby.
Hi, this is W4SOE. I am not up on their status. I know that they're active at the EMD, and there is a Skywarn emergency net spun up on the K9OH repeater, well, the Warn system. Any of those repeaters are all linked at the moment. Over.
He was asking everybody to refer to the, the South Carolina ARES net plan for frequencies and for simplex and duplex as well.
That is correct. We're also monitoring 7.232. We have stations monitoring it as well. Over.
7.232 HF.
Yeah, roger that.
On that a little bit later if I check my antennas out.
From Greenville County, actually taking reports there and feeding them up to the state, KA2TXJ?
They are on the Warn system, repeater system. WR8RW, I think, is net control at the moment.
UHF machine, too. Okay. Because the state OEM is just asking for reports from the northwest area of the state regarding power and cellular outages, et cetera.
I do know, or what I've been able to suss out, is that Lawrence Electric District has about 68,000 people without power. I do not know about Duke, which does adjoin. I'm kind of out wandering around right now looking to see what things look like in the immediate area.
Well, my niece got and was able to briefly get contact with the website, Duke's website, and at that point, that's probably an hour or two ago, they were reporting 1.5 million outages in the state.
As far as electric, I think it's just covering up around this area, so it's not as much. More information to follow, and I'll bring back what I find. If I find new information, I'll bring it back up to you guys.
And can you give me that HF frequency one more time? You're breaking up a little bit on my end.
Sure. 7.232. I say again, 7.232. Over.
I got that. Thank you. And I will pass that information along. That way somebody can still get on HF and monitor there and relay the information in if they need to. KO4HK, standing by.
Roger. After I finish my little drive around, I'll be back at the shack and monitoring both the Warn system and 7.232, so y'all be safe.